This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Speaking of the catching position, they are backing up K-Bert Ruiz when they make the roster, either Adams or Kisner. We caught up with K-Bert Ruiz at spring training. It was fun to discuss the last couple of seasons and his plans for 2025 with Ruiz. Here's how it sounded. K-Bert Ruiz is with us here at spring training as we get ready for what is the final couple of games here of this exhibition season. This time next week, you guys will be back in D.C. getting ready for opening day. Do you feel like you're ready at this point?
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for the season. And the group is ready too. You know, I see that on the boys. They are ready to go. The team is more together, and we feel good to compete this year.
What are your goals personally as a player? Obviously, team, you guys want to win. That's obvious. And it's a hungry group. You can see that. But for you personally, in terms of your growth, what do you want to accomplish this year?
Personally, to be better than last year, obviously. I didn't like the year that I have last year, but I got to keep that on the past and be on the present this year. And do more with my offense and defense. And another goal is to make the playoff.
You've got the power to we've seen it, right? Be a 20 home run type catcher. And if you were, I think that changes kind of probably your mindset and the whole conversation, you know, about what you can be offensively. Is that your goal, or do you think maybe hit tool, batting average? Like, what are the things you're trying to do when you say you want to have a better year?
I think the key is going to be swinging at the pitches that I can hit it. You know, like hit it for extra bases, like double, homers. If I don't chase too much, I'm going to be good. You know, that was the problem last year. I was chasing too much, and that's going to be the key this year.
You're actually, like, elite when it comes to batted ball metrics, not swinging and missing. You're one of the hardest guys in the sport to strike out. And even chase rates, like, really, really good. So when you're talking about damage, are you saying, like, making contact on better pitches or –
Yeah, okay. Making contact on better pitches. Yeah, just wait for my pitch, you know. It's got to be on the middle. That, like you say, I got a really good contact, but that can affect me sometimes when I start swinging the pitching around the zone. But if I wait for my pitch and it's middle, I'm going to do damage.
I was going to say that can also be kind of a curse, right, because you're so good at making contact that – you'd almost be better off if it's a plus count, 1-0, 2-0, maybe swinging and missing, so you still have your A hack to get off on a better pitch.
Yes.
How hard is that to kind of balance? Because what makes you great is that contact, but you also want to make better contact more often. How hard is that?
Right. No, just got to be patient, you know. Yeah. Don't think like, oh, I got to go to the home plate and hit every ball that I see. No, just wait for my pitch and think to the middle, you know, team to ride the ball. Like I said, early in the count, just look for that pitch, middle, where I can handle to hit an extra base.
Your receiving metrics, framing and things also improved last year. When you look at, like, your percentiles on Baseball Savant or something, what work did you put in, and what are you doing to continue to take more steps there?
I think on catching on one knee, I started last year, and I think that helped me a little bit on the low pitches. But again, like, I'm here to get better every day, you know, and this is a new year, and I want to keep getting better at everything.
There's now some continuity. Some of the same guys are back in terms of pitchers. That familiarity, does it help knowing some of the guys and what they like to do and, you know, how to receive them?
Yeah, that helps a lot. You know, we got Trevor Williams back, and he's a great leader for the team. He helped us a lot, and Soroka is a really good guy too. We've been good. You know, like communication is there, and the good vibe is there. So we feel good for this year and ready to compete.
The challenge system is just for the spring. And I don't even think you guys have it in your home ballpark here, but. It won't be here for this year in the big leagues, but it might be in the future. What do you think of it? Because you are one of the three guys with the ability to challenge. And how much work have you put in meeting about that and when to challenge, when not to?
It's different. You know, it's something that we gotta get used to it, you know. And I didn't like it for the game.
You didn't like it?
No, I don't like it. I prefer just to go there, play, and everybody make a mistake, you know. I mean, they are human. They're not perfect, but they try to do their best too.
Do you talk to the umpires a lot, or you just kind of go about your business? Do you like get to know them, get friendly, maybe get an extra call, or is it we're just here to do a job?
I talk to them a little bit, you know, like, hey, tell me what do I need to do better to make you look good, or if I'm missing some balls in the strike zone, hey, if I'm moving too much, yeah, we kind of talk a little bit. To be in the same page, so he can do a great job in me too.
You got a new pitcher who's Japanese on the staff for the first time, and Shino. Have you been working on your Japanese at all?
Yeah, I know a little bit now, but he's a great guy, you know. I love the curva that he had, his changeups, and he's got a mix. He got a mix, his pitching, and I think he's going to help us this year.
Forgive my ignorance, but when you go out there like for a mound meeting, I mean, does he speak enough Spanish, English? Do you speak enough Japanese? Like, how do you guys communicate?
You know a little bit on Spanish.
Like the baseball terms?
Yeah, the baseball. Okay. Like, hey, curveball, changeup, you know, all those little
things. So you guys aren't like catching up, you know, about a movie you just saw?
No, just like, I only catch him one time, so I'm getting to know him more. So let's see how it goes.
You look like you're in fantastic shape. Is that something that's, you know, getting harder and harder as you get older in this league? Or, like, I mean, last year with when you were sick, it must have been really, really hard, but you look fantastic this year. What did you do different?
The food was different in the off season, and right now too. I'm trying to eat healthy, you know. I came in last year with 238. pounds in spring training. This year was 222.
Yeah.
And the baseball has changed, you know. A lot of guys, they are throwing 100. The body got to be lighter, quicker. And that's something that I got to be ready every year just to get better.
What's that like, the eating healthy thing? I've never tried that. Is it good?
Seems hard.
It's hard, yeah, it's hard. No, I like McDonald's, all the burgers, but...
What's your go-to McDonald's order?
Quarter pounder, double
quarter. Yeah, let's go. Good answer. That was myself and Danny Ruye, who I host daily shows with on the Nats flagship 106.7 The Fan, talking with K. Barrett Ruiz. Big season coming up for him, to say the least. Toby, it's not like he is at risk of not being in the organization moving forward. He's got a contract and will be here, but he's trying to cement himself as the answer behind the plate. And they've now got a little competition in the pipeline coming after taking Caleb Lomavita in the top 40. There are a couple of decent catching prospects on the come. You know, K-Bird's 26. He'll be 27 this season. We've seen him hit for enough power to make it work. He's got to be over 15 homers, probably in that 17 to 20 range, for you to feel really good or hitting 250 plus based on his defense. He's certainly capable of that, and he had some big moments this spring of showing some more damage at the plate.
Yeah, he had a really good spring. Hopefully it can carry over into the regular season. Last year, he didn't start well. Remember, he had the sickness that he dropped some weight, and it seemed like he was never the same after that. And it's just weird because the year prior, he'd had a really encouraging season where he'd had the 18 homers. You know, there was a stretch in there where he was maybe their best hitter for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So you hope that he can get back to some of that. Whatever he's done in the spring has seemed to be a little bit better. And you know, he's got some good traits. It's just about being really selective on the pitches that he swings at. And I think he's still got, obviously, great bat-to-ball skills. So, like you said, he's not going anywhere, but it is a big prove-it year for him to prove that he is going to be the franchise catcher, or at least, you know, a big part of the future of this team. And there's a big opportunity for him because some other guys are going to be coming down the pipeline pretty soon.
Try not to get too into spring training results, but very cool to see him hit 280, post an 800 OPS, and hit for power, three home runs in about 40 at-bats as well. Drove in 11 runs. You said it was a really, really productive spring training. He's down 16 pounds, healthy, feeling good, starting the year, not having to chase his tail like he did last year, to your point, with the illness that he dealt with. So all systems are go for K. Barrett Ruiz.